This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Real quick, I was talking with our guy Kyle Mattson through text about it yesterday, but I may have done a 180 on one of D'Lon Casey's favorite characters, and that's Bob Myers. Bob Myers is awful, but it's funny TV. Like when he's bad and corny, and he is it cracks me up.
Yeah, and I don't think it's funny at all, because he's absurdly rich. Like, he's not rich. Like, Bob Myers isn't rich. Bob Myers is wealthy.
Yeah.
And I look at that dude on TV like, he is a bumbling idiot. And this man has made millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Like, is it only television that he's an idiot? Clearly it seems like it. He seems to be brilliant at everything he does in life. But I don't have a crystal ball to look into it and tell you how the Kings and Warriors are going to do. Now, I get it. He goes on to praise the Sacramento Kings after that. He seemed to actually be prepared to discuss the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings last night. Well, he seemed to be more prepared to discuss the Sacramento Kings than the Warriors, interestingly enough, because he offered some thought on them. Oh, it's the best team that they've had in the last 10 years or so. Really, Bob? Look back at that team 10 years ago and tell me how you're going to compare that one to this one.
The Kings,
but I get it.
The Kings haven't made the playoffs in basically 15 years. Like, this looks like the best team they've had in about 10, 15 years. Yeah. All right, Bob.
Great call, Bob. Well done, Bob. I don't have a crystal ball here to tell you. And I don't know what to say about the Warriors. They're just so unpredictable.
What about what he said? I don't know if you saw halftime. And he goes, they're saying everything. And then Windhorst was like, yeah, somebody needs to play defense. And Bob Myers goes, what's wrong with this guy? I'm over here trying to be positive, and here he is, Mr. Negative over here. Malika, what's wrong with this?
What is that noise? Yeah, Bob. Okay.
That's what.
Bob Myers is a waste of television oxygen. Just terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Bob Myers cracks me up.
I can't believe you turned babyface on Bob Myers.
He cracks me up. He's so bad. It cracks me up. It is now comedic.
Casey is a Reggie Miller guy too, right?
Yeah, Reggie. Reggie makes me laugh every now and then too. Reggie. There we go.
He led the state of Chicago in scoring.
Illinois.
Oh, okay. About to say.
Is there something else you want to hear about this one? The Yankees won yesterday, so.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Or this one?
Oh, you just love having.
Gone.
but caught.
We don't hear that one. That one's a classic.
This is why we don't allow Casey to have buttons in front of him. It's because of this.
I ain't heard this one. One more time.
It is gone. But caught.
I got my old board here. I don't even know what's on this board.
Hey.
I know what that is.
Acknowledge me.
Hey, there's the old school acknowledge me. We got that one over here.
Reese used to.
Oh, what is that?
Is this story time with D-Lo?
Yeah, what was going on?
Oh, is that what that is? I don't know.
On whose side is it?
I don't know what that is. Well, I know you're going to have to hit the. You're going to have to hit the power ranking sound when we do power rankings here in a little bit.
Oh, I'm looking for it. I'll help find
you.
It.
It's all right. We'll help you find it.
Is it today to start the show? I get in the seat and Jesse's like, all right, here we go. ID. And I look and it is on KSFM. And I'm like, oh. So the show starts with, hey, hold on, guys. We'll get in there. Hold on. Yeah, there we go. Dun, dun, dun. Ah, there we go.
You know what? I was like, wait, how is that possible? Because Kyle wasn't there. That's why. I always make sure to flip it back to ESPN just in case James is there.
Yeah.
I don't want it to confuse him. I don't want him to wonder if Shake It Like a Salt Shaker is playing on ESPN.
James' favorite song.
We mentioned this earlier. The MLB playoffs are kind of buzzing right now. They are kind of buzzing right now. Your Dodgers, you and Jason Jones.
Whoa. Relax.
Your Padres, ?
That's a little bit more like, I wouldn't say they're my Padres, but I mean, at least you're not cursing at me at this point.
Casey did say the Dodgers were going to win the series, though.
I did.
I don't think they're.
I think that was right after you said the Padres were going to win the World Series.
Well, I thought the Padres are the best team.
That's what it was. You said the Padres are the best team, but they're going to lose.
Yeah, just because I find it hard to believe the Dodgers are just not even going to get out of the first round again. And the bats woke up last night for the Dodgers. Much to my chagrin. They woke up. They woke up in a major way, beat down the Padres. I did say even yesterday, though, Jesse, I said it's going five. But here's the thing. Dodgers got their bullpen game out of the way, and they're all happy about that. You still got another game to win. Now, you got to worry about the game you got to win to keep the season alive. But what you going to do in game five? And I haven't heard it yet, but Yu Darvish may be lurking, and the Dodgers struggled mightily against Yu Darvish the first time they played. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I had a take yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, where no shade to Ohtani. He is fun to watch. He's the box office. Mm-hmm. But after games two and three, and maybe it was some recency bias, after games two and three of that series, I said, oh, man, Fernando Tatis might be. It might be him. Not saying he's better than Ohtani, but he might be the biggest star that baseball has, Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, that's recency bias. But, yeah, like, if he's not the one, he's the other one.
Yeah. I look at him like Tatum and Anthony Edwards, right? You know, to a certain degree, like Ohtani might be Tatum, and I'm not even saying Tatum is like the best, but just for argument's sake, Ohtani is Tatum. Like, he's the best. He's the one that's winning championships or putting up all these numbers or whatever. But when you talk about box office, we talk about this a lot. Somebody that makes you feel one way or the other is Tatis. You either love Tatis or.
Yeah.
You hate him, and you know he's good one way or the other. And when he hit that home run in game three and just stood in the batter's box for a little while, I said all this. And that's his thing. And then he's got his little hop skip when he rounds third base and all this stuff. Like, he's a star. He is a star. Yeah. So is Ohtani, too, but he's a star.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. And your Mets – those things out yesterday.
Yeah. My boy Francisco Lindor. Come on, man. That was a great moment.
That was
great
fire. Moment.
Yeah. The Mets might mess around.
There have been a couple of those this year. That's what's really good for baseball. There have been a couple of moments this year.
Yeah.
I think they've all been with the Mets now that I think about it.
Yeah, Pete Alonso got his, and then this one with Lindor the other day. The Phillies had one the other day. They had a walk-off in game two, so that was a good moment for them. But
Tatis had his.
Ohtani in game one, that 3-run home run to tie it up, that was a moment. So, but Lindor, that I said this about a couple of different players, but I mean it with Lindor. That's one of my favorite players to watch. He is a joy to watch. He's so good, and he's a joy to watch. We talked earlier about starting five. If they did the starting lineup for Netflix, so Lindor need to be a part of that. Lindor is box office. He's box office. And the Mets might win a World Series. We might have a Subway Series. The Yankees are up 2-1 in their series. We may have another Subway Series. Were you interested in that in 2000?
Sure. Like, I wasn't, like, captivated by it, but I thought, like, oh, this is kind of cool. I mean, like, I remember, you know, we had our version in California in, what was it, 89? So yeah. I was like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, oh, my God, this is the – all right. It's cool.
New York had a day yesterday. They had Yankees Mets in the playoffs, and then they had the Knicks preseason game, which looked like it was another. We talk about sellout at Golden 1 Center. It looked like the Garden was sold out for that one. And Cat, oh man, looked like easy work. Now they did play the Wizards, so
and it is Cat preseason, looked good. But,
have a day, New York.
Yeah, Cat looked good. And they're gonna have a night tonight. Because they're hosting the WNBA Finals tonight.
They are. So the official pick, I hear everything that we had talked about before leading up to this potential series. The official pick is the Liberty, though. I think the Liberty are – the reason why I push back a little bit, not even push back, because you're not even saying it's going to happen. You're just saying I could see it happening, about a letdown after playing beating the Aces. Mm-hmm. I understand it. I could see it too, but I think this team is on a mission though. I think they're on a mission. I think they won't be denied. The Aces felt that, and I think the Lynx, it was a really, really good team. I think they'll feel the same thing.
Liberty have a combined 2-10 finals record.
Wow.
They've lost in the NBA finals, I believe, 5 times.
Mm.
Never won a championship before. Let's see, they lost 3 to the Comets. The Sparks and the Aces. Yeah, that's 5 times.
Mm.
And the Lynx will be looking for title number 5. You're going with your official pick, the Liberty. I think the Liberty have been the best team in the league all year. They have been one of the 2 best teams in the league the last 2 years. Mm. Man, something about the Lynx, though, is just sticking with me.
They're really good. They can go.
I don't make picks. That's not what I do. It's not my bag. But, well, it will be coming up pretty soon.
Wait for Bankroll Barling officially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know. I'm just looking at Minnesota pretty closely, man. Like, maybe it's the regular season. I think they beat them three times during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's sticking out. I just think this is a really, really good matchup for Minnesota. And I just can't shake the feeling of the Liberty having a letdown after finally beating the Aces. So
I hear you.
Either way, I like both teams. I like a lot of players on both teams. I like both coaches. So I'll be locked in and I'll enjoy it either way.
I got Liberty in four. They're on a mission.
Okay. Well, hopefully the San Francisco 49ers are on a mission, because they got a game tonight. It's against the Seahawks, and Kyle said, not to be an alarmist, but 49ers need to win this game. Sure, they do. It's not the end of the world if they don't, but they've got some issues they got to deal with, and we'll talk about them. We'll do the one Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Yeah, Big Z, D-Lo and Casey, ESPN 1320. D-Lo, from an undisclosed location, I guess that's what I would say, not, you know, on assignment. He's from an undisclosed.
Wrong at home.
D-Lo from parts unknown.
Yeah, parts unknown. He's from Death Valley. He's doing a lot from Death Valley.
I used to think Death Valley was like the worst place on earth.
You don't think that anymore?
Well, no, it's just desert and hot. But I was like, oh my gosh, like this Devilman the Undertaker's from there. Like, it's got to be horrible.
Like, it turns out parts unknown might be the worst place. That's where you bump into the Ultimate Warrior at the grocery
man.
Store. But
parts unknown. Jeez.
Death Valley, it's just 150 degrees in the desert. Which, when you think about it, like, why is the Undertaker from Death Valley?
Sounds cool.
They didn't think that through. Yeah, it sounds cool.
Jesse's right. It just sounds cool. It's just Death Valley. Then they dropped it, and they're like, yeah, from Houston, Texas, here comes the Undertaker.
The American badass here.
Right. Exactly.
One of the crazier times that I've had. I wonder if you've ever done this, either one of you guys. I have driven from LA to Las Vegas on like July 17th at like noon. Like that is.
Did your car melt?
You want to talk about spooky. Like when you really think about it, you're literally in the middle of nowhere. Desert. It's 1:16. You got to have the air on. You're like, please just get me to civilization. And then you figure it out. But yeah, that reminds me of Death Valley. I won't do that again. I won't do that again. You ever drove from Sacramento to Vegas?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I ain't never doing that.
We where's is it Hoover?
Hoover Dam?
Yeah, is that in Nevada?
That's in Nevada. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think we drove. It was during. It was one of the first cross. It was the first cross country trip we took. When we were driving to Tennessee. We made like stops, so we didn't actually. We weren't going to Las Vegas, but we went to Hoover Dam. We drove to Nevada.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I told the Chatty House yesterday. I'll tell you as well. Charlie confirmed that I was right. They do take the temperature in the shade.
Okay.
And if Charlie said, you know it's official. You know it's official, Charlie said.
Well, Charlie has probably at some point taken the temperature for the United Weather Service or whatever. Like, that wouldn't surprise me. All right. Whatever.
I don't know what the temperature is going to be in Seattle, though, but it's going to be cooler than it was in Levi's last Sunday.
Well, I know what the temperature is going to be around that studio if they lose. It's going to be hot.
All right.
I'm just going to preemptively say, I'm going to do the show from home tomorrow, just in case.
So you mentioned it, and you're right. There needs to be some separation between what's a big game and what's a must-win game. Must-win has been thrown around a lot when you talk about this Niners-Seahawks game. It's not a must-win game.
It is not.
A very important game. Man, you don't want to lose it. It's a big game. It is not a must-win. And when I think of must-win, I think about either literally or figuratively, your season is on the line. And I don't feel that way.
The season, the 49ers season isn't even close to figuratively on the line with this. Mm. It's just you'll feel bad. Mm. In the end, that's what we're talking about. If the 49ers lose, 49er fans are going to feel bad. They're going to feel like their championship expectations are way off. They're going to continue to feel like this isn't a very good football team. And they're going to act like there aren't 12 weeks to fix this, that there aren't 12 weeks to get better at this. A lot of times there are seasons within seasons, right? There are things that happen. There's evolutions that happen for a team, both positive and negative. Mm-hmm. We saw it with the Philadelphia Eagles. We saw the way that their season started. Saw the way that their season ended.
Right.
Those are seasons within seasons. If you flip those two around, how different is the narrative around the Seattle Seahawks? If the second part, or not the Seahawks,
the Eagles,
Philadelphia Eagles, if the second part of their season happens first and then it finishes with the way that it started, how different is the conversation? We get so wrapped up in the moment that we feel like it is the end of the world if the 49ers lose a second game in a row to a divisional opponent. Everything's falling apart. Now they've lost to the Rams and the Cardinals and the Seahawks. It's just this whole thing has gone to hell. They're not a Super Bowl contender. None of that is true if they lose tonight, which I don't think that they will.
I don't think they will either, but I'm –
Of course, I didn't think they'd lose last week, so what the hell do I know?
Right. I don't think they will either. Seattle's dealing with, Kyle was talking about this, they're dealing with some issues on their defense. And in a lot of ways, with some of the things that the Niners are struggling with on the offensive end, if you wanted to just be unafraid of everything, you could make the argument this is actually a really good matchup for the 49ers based off of the importance of the game, the stakes being as high as they are, so you're going to get their maximum focus, or at least you should. The injuries that Seattle's dealing with, and the fact that it is on a Thursday. You know, if this game would have happened maybe, you know, going into a bye or during a regular week, the Arizona game would have happened then. You know, maybe it's a situation where they're a little too lax, or they think about it too much. And this one, you can't really even think about Sunday. Like, you've got a game now. You know what I mean? Like, on Monday, you had to start thinking about what you needed to do on Thursday. And it's maybe a little easier to turn the page and get on a good foot. So there are some things going for them. This game, this Cardinals game, it's been dissected like nothing else. Like, people, I've seen all 22s. I've seen different plays here and there. I've seen stats or whatever. One of the things that I talked about the other day was, you know, I just don't think their defensive line is good enough. And I think that's the issue. Well, after listening to some stuff and watching some stuff, maybe it's still not good enough. But when you talk about Sunday, there were two things that stood out. Well, one thing that really stood out, and that's the way James Conner was running. But a lot of it was on broken tackles. And then because they said after first contact, like he went crazy after first contact. And you would see that in the game. They'd have him bottled up in the backfield. They wouldn't finish the playoff, and he was patient enough to find a hole and make something out of nothing. And then I think somebody said in the last – fact check me if I'm wrong, everybody. You can do that. But I think they said in the last two games – I don't know if it's the last two games or the entire season, but if it's the last two games, this would be crazy. In the last two games, they got 29 missed tackles, the 49ers do. Mm-hmm. And that's not on scheme. That's on guys doing their job. You got somebody there. You got a tackle to be made. Wrap up and do your job. And that could be, you know, it could go both ways, right? Some people would be like, that's just who you are. Like, you're going to have missed tackles all year. If you want to look at it glass half full, you could say that's something that's correctable. That's not talent. That's not scheme. That's just do your job. Like, you got a guy there in front of you. You have him, you know, dead to rights. Lock up, finish the job. And if you can correct those things, much like correct, take care of the football or correcting blocking and stuff like that, you can turn things around. But it's going to take everybody staying focused and staying locked in to change the course of where the season has started off.
So you think the primary issue with the San Francisco 49ers, then, if I took all of that correctly, is execution and not personnel.
I think so. I think defensive line is still shaky. I'm not going to even in Scooter 916 in the Chatty House says it's the entire season, the 29 missed tackles. But I'm not going to overlook what I think about the defensive line. I think that's the weakest, probably the weakest unit on the team is the defensive line. And a linebacker. And we all know that ain't really including Fred Warner because he's special. But, you know, the linebackers around him, they haven't been up to par. So I think those two units are the two worst on the team. I don't think that necessarily changes. I think that is a personnel issue. But the missed tackle stat shows me, even with that not being where it normally is, you have had opportunities to make plays. And they've been right there for you, and you haven't been able to do it. It feels correctable. Missed tackles feels correctable. Maybe you're just not a good tackler. Maybe that could also be the case. But that feels like, all right, we're there. We're in position. We have the guys here. We just have to finish the play. So it feels correctable.
What would we did this, I think it was the Patriots game where it was like, all right, you beat the Patriots. It's not that big of a deal. You're not going to get a lot out of beating the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. You've got the Seahawks coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, the Seahawks were once, I think they were 3-0. They lost their last, because they're 3-2. So they've lost their last two. They are leading the division right now. This puts you right back, at least, you know, in a conversation to be leading the division by the end of the week, depending on what happens with Arizona later on. Is this nothing more than a settling game if they beat Seattle, or can you really take something away from this?
I think you can take something away from it because of the circumstances. Your back is against the wall right here. In some ways, you feel like this is, you know, your season. You know, you need this game. And in a game that you really need, when you really need it, you find a way to get a win on the road in the division against the team that was the first place team. And you stake your claim as, no, we're still the big dogs out here. Them all my little puppies. We the big dogs over here. You know, you stake your claim to that. It could propel you. Now, the way the schedule is set up, you could get slapped right back down with Kansas City, Dallas, and Tampa Bay. There's a bye. And then Tampa Bay after that. But it could be It could be a galvanizing game. It could be a game that breeds confidence. Unlike the Patriots game and, you know, even beating the Cardinals. Those weren't games that could elevate the mindset and the confidence of that team. This one is. This is one that you can feel real good about going into the locker room when you're done, getting on that plane, happy flight, and getting your 10 days off. So this is an important game.
Are we at all underestimating the value of Christian McCaffrey? Maybe the impact of Christian McCaffrey? Maybe the threat of Christian McCaffrey? Maybe just Christian McCaffrey being there?
Yeah, so, like, I know I'm one of the people where, you know, you just try to, it's not next man up, so to speak, but you try to dismiss it. Like, you got to look at it like, man, we can't just fall apart if one guy isn't there. Like, you got to be able to produce. You got to be able to execute. You got to be able to make plays. But at the same time, Christian McCaffrey is Christian McCaffrey. He's the reigning offensive player of the year. And if you don't have him, mm-hmm. things are going to look a little different. Can you make it through? Can you still win? Yeah, you can. But it'd be kind of, I don't want to say disrespectful, but it'd be a little disrespectful to him to just be like, ah, McCaffrey's not here. It should be, you know, same old thing. Like, nah, like that's an issue.
Well, one of the execution issues has been in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, well, yeah, if you're missing, if we just take his name out of it and say, yeah, you're missing the offensive player of the year, you would think there's going to be a little suffering there.
Right.
You know, the fact that the offense has moved well enough to get the ball down the field, like, that's certainly a positive. But, you know, that last 20 yards is difficult. You've cut the field off a little bit, which, you know, in turn kind of helps the defense to a certain degree. And you're missing the guy who the league determined is the most dynamic offensive playmaker in the league. Yeah. Like, I think the idea, like, they're so talented. Oh, look at what Jordan Mason has been doing. Look at what Jordan Mason has been doing. It kind of diminishes the fact that, yeah, the offensive player of the year is gone.
Right.
And sometimes that's execution problems. You know, the offense and defense are their own separate units. But how often do we talk about something happening on the defensive end influencing the offense, or something happening on the offensive end influencing the defense, both in positive ways and in negative ways? Mm-hmm. It's a stretch. Because I know there's other guys, you know, there's other players that we could talk about, and different components of execution on both sides of the ball that we could talk about. But I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say, like, yeah, Christian McCaffrey is impacting the shortcomings that this team, the lack of Christian McCaffrey is influencing the shortcomings we're seeing on the field right now from the San Francisco 49ers, perhaps on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. And you try not to make excuses if you're Kyle Shanahan or if you're those players in there or whatever the case may be, but you gotta acknowledge that it you know, it's an issue. You're missing one of the most dynamic players in the game right now, and you talk about the red zone. You know, a lot of times that's where your playmakers, that's where they shine. You know, mm-hmm. you can get schemed up, you know, in between the 20s because there's so much room, but when things get condensed in that red zone and there's not as much space, that's when your playmakers make plays. And there is no bigger playmaker in the game than Christian McCaffrey. And Jordan Mason, as good as he is, he's not the playmaker that Christian McCaffrey is. And we talk about this in a lot of different ways in sports and teams and situations. He puts everybody into place, right? If Christian McCaffrey is there, then your best linebacker isn't on George Kittle. And then you got your second, best linebacker on Kittle. Or if he, you know, goes out, they go five wide, now you've got him in some type of space. Or if they're getting real, oh, man, we're going to match up our best safety, you know, the honey badger, going to match up with Christian McCaffrey. Well, that's one less guy in the back of the end zone to worry about Deebo or Brandon Ayuk. It just puts everybody into place. And I know they got a lot of talent on that team, but it still works a certain way with Christian McCaffrey there, and doesn't necessarily work the same way if he's not there. So, yeah, you miss him. You miss him. And they've got to find a way to hold it down until he comes back. if he comes back.
They convert in the red zone. They probably have won a couple more games. Are we even talking about these issues, or are we just looking at what's going on the defensive end? Or maybe even particularly that defensive line is just early season. They're trying to figure things out.
It'll be brought up. It will be brought up, but it wouldn't be, you know, people wouldn't be going crazy over it. Like I said the other day, they don't turn the ball over three times in the second half. They win the game against the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they go the same 1 of 6 in the red zone. And if they hold on to the ball, they got no turnovers, they win the game, and we're just like, they're going to have to the story. If they want to get better, if they want to be a champ, they're going to have to fix this. It's not, oh, Kyle is terrible and Brock is there. It's none of that. So, yeah, like you take care of business. And that's where I look first and foremost. There's a number of different ways within that locker room and on that roster where they can be better. If they do that, they'll win some more games, and they'll look closer to the team that we expected to see coming into the season. But right now, they're not doing that. They're not executing in all phases of the game consistently. And I think that's the biggest reason why they're losing these games.
And we can always try to search for a reason. And even though it's not as fun to discuss it this way, the fact is, it is a multitude of reasons. It is the red zone issues. It is the fact that Dre Greenlaw and Christian McCaffrey and a host of other guys aren't there. Mm-hmm. Just because these are realities doesn't mean that they're excuses. Like this is facts. This is part of the story. The one it feels like that they can control the most is the one that you just mentioned. They got to stop turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue like that. That's a 49ers issue of pre-Brock Purdy. Like that's a 49ers issue of even the good Jimmy Garoppolo led teams where we were like, all right, you're in a close game. Like Jimmy might give you a shot to win that one, you know, protect the ball a little bit and you'll be able to get the job done. You'll be able to be just fine. That's not something I feel like that we've really discussed here in the, for lack of a better term, the Brock Purdy era, mm-hmm. the Brock Purdy time as quarterback. It feels like they do take better care of the ball. This is the first time where it's like, oh, maybe that they don't. And it's not that Brock Purdy is the reason for these turnovers, though he had his on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But these things all add up to send you to this. And it's far from an insurmountable, 2-3 record. Like it's like, oh God, how are they going to recover from this? But for a team that you expect to win a championship or expect to compete for a championship, and you look at the team that actually won the championship and you recognize, you know, their quarterback, their all God worldly quarterback is like, yeah, it's good to win games. We're not playing very well. Mm-hmm. That's 5-0 football team. Mm-hmm. And you look at this 49er team and it's like, oh yeah, we're not playing well. Yeah, we're a 2-3 football team. Yeah. And you want, you know, if you're a 49er fan, if you're a 49er, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you're John Lynch, you want those two to be a little closer together. You want that 5-0, that 2-3 to be a little bit closer together. And, you know, teams around the league at this time of year, they're all making their mistakes.
Yeah.
Some aren't going to be able to recover. I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be able to recover from their mistakes. San Francisco 49ers, I very much think that they can. And you don't even have to correct all of the issues all at once because you can't. You can't correct the injury issues at the same time you correct this other stuff. It's just the way that it is. You talked about execution. Those types of things can be corrected right out the gate. But that turnover category, that's something that needs to start tonight.
Yeah, they have the second most turnovers in the game, in the league right now.
Which does not make sense for them at all.
Yeah, they got 8. I think there's maybe 2 or 3 teams with 8 as well, and then 2 or 3 teams with 9. I think the only good team in that batch is the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs actually might have 8 or 9 turnovers. Mm-hmm. But, it's not where you want to be. And, you know, in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, they talk about, you know, the turnovers. And Scooter 916 says a few of those passes have been tipped interceptions. And I don't know if you can blame them from that. You just tip your cap to the defender. Drew Down says, I wouldn't call tip passes fluky. The Niners throw over the middle so much, and Brock isn't tall. But it is kind of like, I wouldn't call it fluky, but you can't control the tip situation. Like, you can't control it.
Well,
oh no, wait a minute, I'm talking football.
Hey, so, sure you are. It's still a 15-yard penalty.
So to go back to talking
like you've been
about
there before, please.
Giving the defender credit. Well, if it's a strip sack, if it's a fumble, don't you just give the defender credit? Like it's always the ball carrier's fault, right? You don't ever give the Peanut Tillman, you don't, he's like the only guy who's ever gotten credit for.
And when I do that with Fred Warner when he does his thing. My thing with like the tip pass interceptions is like it's a great play by the defender. Like you do tip your tap to the defender, but they don't really have any say so on what happens with the ball after it gets tipped. Right? Like, so you get your hand up and you deflect it. That's the great play. But you don't know if it's going to tip into the air, if it's going to get knocked down.
You may have created a play for somebody else.
Right. Like, yeah, the perfect example, the reason why you say it's, like I said, I don't want to say fluky, but the reason why you say it's something like that is because I don't know if I talked to you or Jesse about it. There was a play in the Arizona game on Sunday when the Kyler Murray laid on that game-winning drive. Drops back, tries to make a quick slant. Fred Warner reads it perfectly. He is there. He's still running if the ball goes through. Campbell gets his hands up and hits the ball. He doesn't tip it. It gets knocked down. You know what I'm saying? And all he did the same thing the guy did when he intercepted Brock's pass. He just put his hand up. The only difference is it tipped up in the air with Brock, and this one went straight down. So that's the fluky nature of it all. But you still got to tip your hat to the defense to be aware, to make those type of plays, and then the defense behind them to be alert, be ready to, you know, pick off the pass that's in the air. So,
well, it's Thursday night football, which is always a different
last kind week of we different. Got a great one.
Yeah, we had a great one, but that was a lot of scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of – sometimes it's the offense that goes out the window. Sometimes it's the defense that goes out the window. Sometimes you just get a decent football game. So,
hey, man. Hey, JWTDG.
This is how I know you have it written down. Now you're out of your normal comfort zone, and you can't do it.
JWTDG. Just win the damn game.
All right.
That's it.
It's the Seahawks and the 49ers. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that. We got week 5 power rankings on the way. Plus, Matt George, Locked On Kings, joins us as D'Lo and Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bow, 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 bow. D'Lo and Casey, ESPN 1320. D'Lo from Parts Unknown.
I'm at home. That's all you have to say. I'm just doing the show from the house. We did this for 2.5 years. Maybe it wasn't 2.5 years. Maybe it was 2 years. It did. When I got home and like turned all of this stuff on and saw you, it was like it did take a second to get used to. Yes. It's like, why does this feel so weird? We did this for 2 years, but it took a second to get used to.
Yeah, I think I did the one show when I had the vid. I did the one show from home. I think that's the only one. I did from home since we've been in the studio.
You didn't do the show from home, did you?
Yeah.
You did it. Did you?
Yeah. One of the days I had the vid. I did.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I don't have the vid. I just didn't feel well. Yeah. It's like, man, I think I'm gonna do the show from home. And it didn't hurt that there wasn't a soul in sight in that building. It was like, Jesse has his room. Casey has his room. Charlie has the whole office. Complex is in the back corner. I'm leaving. I'm just going to do the show from home. Or his scooter says, D'Lo live from Draymond's basement.
Oh, geez.
Live from Draymond Green's basement.
Draymond was in the Golden 1 Center in prime form.
Shaq-ass form. Yeah. bitching about calls 2 minutes into a preseason game. Like, bro, what is wrong with you? Why are you like this?
It wasn't even the right call either. It was
just like, looking angry.
Yeah. Oh, the whole time. Man, I can't wait till he's out of the league. Wow, you know, there's some people that, you know, you can't stand. You're like, man, I can't lie though, I'm gonna miss him when he's gone. Come on, Steven Brown, crazy. But Steven Brown, crazy. There's some people when you look at it, you're like, yeah, you know, I can't stand him. I'm gonna miss him when he's gone. No, I don't feel that way about Draymond.
Nope.
He can't leave fast.
Nope. Enough. I tell y'all to appreciate and love LeBron James when, you know, because you'll miss him when he's gone, and that's not the case when
that boy Draymond.
That's not the case when Draymond Green.
He can't leave fast enough.
Bruh. He absolutely cannot. And I'm sure every official in the entire league feels the exact same way.
We mentioned earlier, now they just laugh at him.
I swear to you, they was laughing at him last night. He's sitting there looking at me. What's that? Well, I don't even know what his dumb ass is saying. He's just up there yelling. And I swear it was Courtney Curtin. It could have been somebody else. But just looking at him like, all right, pal. 2 minutes into a preseason game, get out of my face.
Oh, man. Can't wait. But he hit one of the 50 threes last night. He hit like 3 threes, I think.
Yeah, I think he was 2 of 3. I have the box score in front of me. I think he was 2 of 3. That first one he took, man, that was just garbage ugly. That was so damn ugly. That looked like some stuff that I would put up like today. He threw that shot up like, come on, please go in.
And it did. Like Carlton.
Like the Golden One Center. Yeah, that's what it was. He's hit a couple of threes against Sacramento. That's annoying.
Man, I'll never forget that little stupid-ass Game 5. Guy turned into damn Dell Ellis from 3. What do you have, like 23 points
that
night?
He had like 20-something points. I said, he had like the most points he'd had in like 2 years.
He was hitting threes left and right. I'm sitting up there with D'Lo. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening. Kings might lose the game. You know, you lose to the Warriors. That's fine. This guy just 7 of 8 from beyond the arc. Like, what?
Well, Drew Down is right. Hating on a successful black man in America.
Damn shit. Call Drew. Drew. I almost called him Drew Hill. Drew Down. It's a good call. Good call. But
yeah. I just noticed Drew Down changed his chat name.
Yeah. They be. Maybe having to answer questions on the air about people be talking to Bonte, be like, oh, Bonte, you scared of the YouTube chat, huh? Bonte, like, no, it ain't me, bro. I'm telling you, swear to God.
Hey, it's clean on this one. Oh, them poor guys over there. Oh, man. Them poor guys over there. But, thoughts and prayers.
Man, we get to, I guess we can wait till Matt gets here because I was going to ask if anything else stood out from the game. But we got power rankings. Didn't think we was going to get to it this week. I was like, I don't know, man. We might.
Yeah.
Didn't know what was going to happen.
I left y'all hanging yesterday. That was the first time I've ever missed a radio show because I was sick.
Wow.
I was going to say, it's a big milestone right there.
The streak is over.
Oh yeah, it's over. It went the way of Jason Jones at WrestleMania 30. Man, I was really upset about it too, until about 11 o'clock when I text you and I was like, "Hey, no chance.
Hey man,
absolutely none that I'll make it through a show tomorrow."
Like I said, man, you're a human being. Things happen. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Let's go. They say this is a big rich town. Yes, indeed. You let us off last week. I'll lead us off this week.
Ghost Power Book 2, man. Come on, man. Y'all did your thing, man. My mom, she's still...
Great final season.
Yeah, she still holds on. Like, when we talk about any of the powers, her favorite line is she'll go, I think Ghost is going to come back. He's not dead.
Well,
He's not dead. I don't think he's dead. We saw him fall from the second story with a bullet in his chest. Like, well,
we literally saw him take his last breath on the show. But like, well, that's all right, because I think we saw someone buried alive in one of the other 50 shows.
Oh, it was Grayson Canaan, and it was our boy.
Yeah, Joey. Yeah. Joey Badass. Unique. Yeah. Just
buried alive in the trash, and then all of a sudden he comes back and
ready to go.
Yeah, no, that's good. So
or your mom might be right.
He might maybe be on to something.
Maybe Ghost comes back. A little bit of change, not a lot. Struggled a little bit putting together the back half of these power rankings. Didn't make any changes to the top. Last week, it was Chiefs at number one, Vikings, Bucks, Texans, Ravens. I had the Bills the first out again. Chiefs at number one, Vikings at number two, Bucks, Texans, Ravens at five, Bills first out. Chiefs still at number one, mm-hmm. Still have the Vikings at number two. Both teams keep winning. I'm not sure what's going to make me change that, especially given the fact
they don't play each other this year, do they? I don't think they do. I think they played each other last year, actually.
Especially given the fact that the Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions. So, if it goes to some sort of tiebreaker mode, that's the mode that it'll go to. Mm-hmm. So I got the Chiefs at one, the Vikings at two. This is where it took a little bit of work. This is 3, 4, and 5, and they're separated by a single electoral college vote. I went with the Texans at 3.
Okay.
I went with the Texans at 3, the Commanders at 4.
Mm.
I'm really starting to buy into the football team a little bit. I've already bought into the quarterback, but I'm buying into that team as a whole. I'm buying into their coaching staff. I don't want them to be a early season success story. Like I want this to be something that's sustained and something that's real. And then I went with your Ravens at number 5. That was the tough part for me, because I went Chiefs, Vikings, Texans at 3, Commanders, and then Ravens at 5. You could take any of those last 3 teams and change the order, and I wouldn't be upset with any of it. Like, it works in any order, but I think those are the 5 teams right now that are at the top of the league.
All right. Well, let me pull back the curtain just a little bit here. Are my picks on that sheet?
They're not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.